ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासम् ततो जयं उदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया। भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम फिफ्थ कांटो चैप्टर 24 द सबटेरेनियन हेवेनली प्लैनेट्स। टुडे टेक्स्ट 1 एंड 2। टेक्स्ट 1 हैज नो पर्पट सो आई एम जस्ट रीडिंग द टेक्स्ट 1 माइसेल्फ देन विल रिपीट द सेकंड वर्स टुगेदर। श्री शुक उवाच अधस्तात् सवितुर्यजनायुते स्वर्भानुर्नक्षत्रावश्चरतीति एक यो असहु अमरत्वं ग्रहत्वं चालभत भगवत् अनुकंपया स्वयं असुरापसदः सिंहीकेयो हि एतत् अर्हास तस्य तात जन्म कर्माणि च परिस्तात् बख्यामः। श्री सुखदेव गोस्वामी सेड माय डियर किंग सम हिस्टोरियंस द स्पीकर्स ऑफ द पुराणस से दैट 10,000 योजनस दैट इज 80,000 माइल्स बिलो द सन इज द प्लैनेट नोन एज राहु व्हिच मूव्स लाइक वन ऑफ द स्टार्स। द प्रिजाइडिंग डेटी ऑफ दैट प्लैनेट हु इज द सन ऑफ सिम्हिका is the most abominable of all asuras. But although he is completely unfit to assume the position of a demigod or planetary deity, he has achieved that position by the grace of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Later I shall speak further about him. So text 2. Yat अदः तरणे मण्डलम् प्रतपतस्तात् विस्तरतो योजनायुतम् आचक्षते द्वादशः सहस्रम् समस्या त्रयोदशः सहस्रम् राहु यः पर्वाणि तद्व्यवधानकृत् वैरानुबन्ध सूर्या चन्द्रमासौ अभिधावति यत् अधश्चरणैर्मण्डलम् प्रतपतस् तद विस्तरतो योजनायुत आचक्षते द्वादश सहस्रम समस्य त्रयोदश सहस्रम राहोर्य पर्वणि तद व्यवधानकृत वैरानुबंध सूर्य चंद्रमासो अभिधावति। इज इन प्रोज फॉर्म सो another time I can recite. Yad adas tarani mandalam pratapatastat vistarato yajanayutam achakhyate dvadasa sahasram samasya trayodasa sahasram rahurya parvani tad vyavadhana krit vairanubandha surya chandramasau abhidhavati. What meaning? Yat, which. Adaha, that. Tarane, of the sun. Mandalam, globe. Pratapataha, which is always disturbing heat. Tat, that. Vistarataha, in term of white. Yojanaha, a distance of 8 miles. Ayutam, 10,000. Achakhyate, they estimate. Dvadasa sahasram, 20,000 yojanas. 160,000 miles. Samasya of the moon. Trayodasa, 30. Sahasram, 1,000. Rahu of the planet Rahu. Yaha, which? Parvani, an occasion. Tad vyavadhanakrit, who created an obstruction to the sun and moon at the time of the distribution of nectar. Vairanubandha, whose intentions are inimical. Surya, the sun. Chandramasau, and the moon. Abhidhavati, runs after them on the full moon night and the dark moon day. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Abhay Charana Arvinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. The sun globe, which is a source of heat, extends for 10,000 yojanas, 80,000 miles. The moon extends for 20,000 yojanas, that is 160,000 miles. And Rahu extends for 30,000 yojanas, that is 240,000 miles. Formerly, when nectar was being distributed, Rahu tries to create dissension between the sun and moon by interposing himself between them. Rahu is inimical toward both the sun and the moon. Therefore, he always tries to cover the sun sign and moon sign on the dark moon day and full moon night. Purport. As stated herein, the sun extends for 10,000 yojanas and the moon extends for twice that, or 20,000 yojanas. The word dvadasa should be understood to mean twice as much as 10 or 20. In the opinion of Vijayadhoja, the extent of Rahu should be twice that of the moon or 40,000 yojanas. However, the reconcile this apparent contradiction to the text of Bhagavatam, Vijayadhoja cites the following quotation concerning Rahu. Rahu soma ravinam tu mandala dvi guno titam. This means that Rahu is twice as large as the moon, which is twice as large as the sun. This is the conclusion of the commentator Vijayadhoja. Om ajnanati mirandhasya jnananjana shalakaya chakhyurunmilitam jena tasmai shri gurubhe namaha. ಶ್ರೀಚೈತನ್ಯಮನೋಭೀಷ್ಟಂ ಸ್ಥಾಪಿತಂ ಜನಭೂತಲೆ ಸ್ವಯಂ ರೂಪ ಕದಾಮಹ್ಯಂ ದದಾತಿ ಸ್ವಪದಾಂತಿಕಂ. ವಂದೇ ಅಹಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರು ಶ್ರೀಯುತಪದಕಮಲಂ ಶ್ರೀಗುರೂನ್ ವೈಷ್ಣವಾಂಶ್ಚ ಶ್ರೀರೂಪಂ ಸಾಗ್ರಜಾತಂ ಸಹಗಣ ರಘುನಾಥಾನಿತಂ ತಂ ಸಜೀವಂ ಸಾದ್ವೈತಂ ಸಾವಧೂತಂ ಪರಿಜನ ಸಹಿತಂ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯದೇವಂ ಶ್ರೀರಾಧಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣಪದಾನ್ ಸಹಗಣಲಲಿತಾ ಶ್ರೀವಿಶಾಖಾನಿತಾಂಶ್ಚ. ನಮೋ ವಿಷ್ಣುಪಾದಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣಪ್ರಸ್ಥಾಯ ಭೂತಲೆ ಶ್ರೀಮತೇ ಭಕ್ತಿವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮೀನಿತಿ ನಾಮಿನಿ. ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಸರಸ್ವತೇ ದೇವೇ ಗೌರವಾಣೀ ಪ್ರಚಾರಿಣೇ ನಿರ್ವಿಶೇಷ ಶೂನ್ಯವಾದೀ ಪಾಶ್ಚಾತ್ಯದೇಶತಾರಿಣೇ. ನಮ ಮಹಾವದನ್ಯಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪ್ರೇಮ ಪ್ರದಾಯತೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ನಾಮಿನೇ ಗೌರತಿಶೈ ನಮಃ. ಹೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕರುಣಾ ಸಿಂಧು ದೀನಬಂಧು ಜಗತ್ಪತೆ ಗೋಪೀಶ ಗೋಪಿಕಾ ಕಾಂತ ರಾಧಾಕಾಂತ ನಮಸ್ತುತೆ. ತಪ್ತ ಕಾಂಚನ ಗೌರಾಂಗಿ ರಾಧೇ ವೃಂದಾವನೇಶ್ವರಿ ವೃಷಭಾನುಸುತೆ ದೇವಿ ಪ್ರಣಮಾಮಿ ಹರಿ ಪ್ರಿಯೇ. ವಂಚ ಕಲ್ಪತರುಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ಕೃಪಾ ಸಿಂಧುಭ್ಯೇವ ಚ ಪತಿತಾನಾಂ ಪಾವನೇಭ್ಯೋ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ. ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ ಶಿವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ. So this conversation is going on in between Sukadeva Goswami and Parikshit Maharaj. Shri Shuka Uvacha, this first verse is telling Shri Shuka Uvacha. So, but we could understand the situation when these two, both the Acharya for Shravana and Kirtana. Who is the Acharya for Shravana? Parikshit Maharaj. And Kirtana? Sukadeva Goswami. Sukadeva Goswami is chanting Srimad Bhagavatam and Parikshit Maharaj is listening. And at what time? Where is the place? Which is the particular place? Sukratal, bank of Ganges, near Hastinapur. And that is just the Parikshit Maharaj had get the notice that he is going to leave his body within 7 days. So now how many days already passed? He is hearing from first canto up to 5th canto. He is listening up to 12th canto. So maybe it already 5 days. Maybe 4 days. Already 4 or 5 days already he heard Srimad Bhagavatam starting from first canto. The 10 topics of Srimad Bhagavatam. Ataha swarga visargascha posana sthanamutaya manantara isanu katha nirodha muktir asraya. This is third canto first, third canto second chapter, the first verse is telling. Second canto third chapter. Second canto third chapter, the first verse. This Sukadeva Goswami is describing these are the 10 topics of Srimad Bhagavatam. Creation and the secondary creation, primary creation, secondary creation, So here is a description about secondary creation. So if you will get a notice that you are going to leave this body or you are going to die within 7 days, now 5 days already or 4 days already gone, 2-3 days you to leave, then what you will do? You will discuss about the planetary system, the secondary question, how Rahu is existing between sun and moon, disturbing them, becoming his enemy of Ra, how he is become enemy of sun and moon, all these topics. It is so what you will do when there is only maybe 3-4 days left for your leaving this body, then what you will do? Then why is here the acharya for Shravana and Kirtan, hearing and chanting? They are acharyas, they are they make their life perfect by hearing and chanting. Why Sukadeva Goswami is describing all these topics? Here is secondary creation. All this detail. Because it is not so easy to remember Krishna unless we understand his opulences perfectly. How great the Supreme Personality of Supreme Personality Sri Krishna. It is not so easy to remember him at time of death unless we know the greatness of the Supreme Personality. How great he is. He is cause of all causes. As Bhaktivinoda Thakur used to say, Tumi sarve swara swara Brajendra Kumara Tumara Ichhaye Bishwe Sijana Sanghara Tava Ichhamate Brahma Karena Sijana Tava Ichhamate Vishnu Karena Palana Tava Ichhamate Shiva Karena Sanghara Tava Ichhamate Maya Srije Karagara Tava Ichhamate Jiver Janama Marana Samruddhi Nipata Dukha Sukha Sanghatana Miche Maya Baddha Jiva Asa Pase Phire Tava Ichha Bina Kichu Karite Na Pare. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is describing how Rajendra Nandan Sri Krishna is called cause of all causes. Following his order, Brahma is creating, Vishnu is maintaining, and Lord Shiva is destroying at the time of annihilation. He is annihilating everything in the end. And he is telling the Maya, the external potency of the Lord, is working under the supervision of Supreme Lord, following his order. And even all the living entities, they depend upon Krishna for their maintenance or for their well-being. Tava Ichha Mate Jiver Janama Marana. Their birth and death of all living entities, that is depends upon Krishna's desire. So he is cause of all causes. Krishna is told that unless I want someone to remember me, he cannot remember him. Sarvasya chaham hrudi sannivishto matah smutir jnanam apahanam cha. Everything comes from Krishna. To remember him, to forget him, or the knowledge, transcendental knowledge, everything comes from Krishna. To understand all these points, Sukadeva Goswami is very detail giving description about how Krishna is the primary creator and Brahma, he is also created by him, by his expansion, Garbhadaka Sai Vishnu. And Brahma created the second, he is the cause of secondary creation. But in the end we can know how Brahma is also told that Sarva Karana Karana. Who is Sarva Karana Karana? He is cause of all causes? Sri Krishna. So that's why in this chapter also the first verse is telling that though this Rahu, his the son of Simhika, is the most abominable of all asuras, but although he is completely unfit to assume the position of demigod or planetary deity as a planetary deity, he was achieved that position by the grace of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because we will read it in further in 8th canto, how the time of churn, when the churning of milk ocean by demigods and demons, they are churning the ocean, and the final result is the nectar. There are many things came out, but finally they got nectar. Then how demons were just snatched the nectar pot from demigods, then they just ran away. And even they don't know, everyone wants to eat or to drink nectar first. So they're fighting each other, even demons they fight each other. So to solve whole situation, the Lord appeared as Mohini Murti, one of the incarnation. So then seeing the external beauty of the Lord as a woman, so all both demigods and also the dead, especially the demons get bewildered. So then they accepted voluntarily the Mohini Murti as the mediator to distribute the nectar among all the demons and demigods. So after many conditions, the Lord took the pot. He told, okay, whatever I will do, you should not oppose. When I distribute this nectar, you must sit silently, not oppose. Don't oppose me. How you are believing I am a just woman? Shastra is telling, one should not believe. To whom? Vishwasa naiva kartabhyam strisu raja kulesu cha. This Chanakya Pandit's verse. So Lord also told to the demons that you should not believe. You don't know my identity, who am I, from where I am coming, and I am especially a woman. But still if you are giving this pot for distributing among both of you, as both demigods and demons, the son of Kashyapa Muni, belongs to the same family. So, but demons are so attracted to the external beauty of the Mohini Murti, they did not want to make her dissatisfied, or they did not want to disturb her. So they told, okay, whatever you do, we'll accept, we'll not disturb you. So we heard how Lord first talked sweet words to demons. They all demons and demigods, they sit in two lines. She make them to sit in two separate lines. Then first the Mohini Murti, she talked very sweetly to demons to please them nicely. Then he come with nectar pot to demigods. Because the Lord knows that the demons are not qualified to drink nectar. They will simply disturb the whole creation if they become free from disease and they become partially immortal or like that. So when Lord was distributing his nectar to the demigods, though all demons are sitting very peacefully, they did not doubt on activity of the Mohini Murti, but one demon, specifically who? Rahu. He was very intelligent. He could understand now this Mohini Murti is going to cheat all of these demons. so in disguise of or wearing the cloth of demigods, he himself presents himself as a demigod. Wear very nice costly dress and change his demoniac feature in a very beautiful form and dressing like demigods. He come to sit in between sun and moon, all demigods, moon. So, but Lord could understand, he is omniscient, he could understand this person is not demigod, he is demon, definitely. No one can cheat Krishna. But still, Krishna when serving nectar, he also served Rahu. But Rahu just put nectar in his mouth, it is not, he did not swallow it. It was just within his mouth, suddenly, moon and sun, they pointed out, this is demon, this is demon. So Lord now took his disc, Sudarshan, then beheaded him, or cut his head through Sudarshan. So that's why here is mentioned that this head that is already, he has already put nectar in his mouth, so it is already in his mouth, but it did not go below his neck. So this head become immortal. Why did the Lord did this? Because to know everyone what is the influence or what is the greatness of drinking nectar. How powerful is nectar? Even just putting, because he did not go to his belly or to stomach, but it is just remain with the neck, cannot come down when, because before that, the Sudarshan disc cut the neck of the Rahu and throw it away. But still it remain alive. His head remain alive. That's why Brahma took this head of Rahu and he created this become like a planet, separate planet. And this has become separate planet, and his planetary deity become Rahu. He is the presiding deity of that planet, Rahu. So Rahu could understand that these two persons are my enemy. Who? Moon and Sun. They pointed out to Lord. This Mohinimurti did not have any enmity with me in beginning, but these two persons, they pointed out that he is demon. So Rahu became very angry with Moon and Sun. That's why at least Rahu tries always to swallow to whom? Moon and Sun. That is mentioned in next verse. And specifically on the day, Rahu always tries to cover the sun sign and moon sign on the dark moon day and full moon night. On dark moon day, to whom he tries to cover? Sun. And on full moon night to moon. So that is called eclipse. So that's why, but here is mentioned, point is here that Lord saw special favor to Rahu. He got the position of a demigod or planetary deity, though he was not qualified. That is because the grasp of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because he drank nectar. Who? Rahu. Lord could kill him before that. Before he put nectar in his mouth. Lord, no one can cheat Krishna. But it is for some purpose or other, Lord also saw that he is not, no one is his enemy, no one is his friend. Samaham sarvabhuteshu name vesti nachame priya. He sees everyone in equal platform. So he distributed. But same time, the demons there do not take shelter of Supreme Lord. As Vrindavan Das Thakur says in Chaitanya Bhagavat, Kehu mane केहु ना माने सभीतार दास जेहु ना माने अपना गुणे सही जाए नास whether someone is accepting the supreme lord or taking shelter of him or whether someone is not accepting him and not taking shelter of him still all the living entities they are part and parcel of the supreme lord is creator of everything sabhi taradas everyone is eternal servant jibir swarup hai krishna re nitya das but those who take shelter of the lord they are protected and those did not take shelter they get destroyed that is the conclusion of shastra so the demigods they always used to take shelter of the supreme lord and so they are always protected by lord vishnu's disk but these demons they don't want to take shelter of supreme lord so here is there nothing wrong with the supreme lord vishnu or krishna apana gune sei jaye nas because of their own disqualification being not taking shelter of lord vishnu they get always destroyed who demons but still lord is not partial that's why when he was distributing nectar he also fed to rahu and same time lord also saw the speciality of drinking nectar or how nectar is powerful so so that's why rahu considered this moon and sun as his enemy and so always he tries to shallow them or make a disturbance when Prabhupada is mentioning in Easy Journey to Other Planet that is his first book he wrote what is the first book Prabhupada wrote Easy Journey to Other Planets just like the scientist is they are thinking that moon is a upagraha means a subterranean planet this is a moon the main planet is sun and moon is actually is a what upagraha what is english upa subterranean planet but actually here is according to pages of bhagavatam here is in this verse is telling that the sun globe which is source of heat extends only 10,000 yojanas that is only 80,000 miles but moon extends for 20,000 yojanas and it is 160,000 miles actually according to bhagavatam conclusion which is higher moon is higher than sun then after that moon is there so when Prabhupada was residing in Vrindavan in Radha Damodar temple that time the first this rocket went to moon planet by Russia sent the rocket to moon planet and their declaration that now the people they reached moon planet they collected some rocks and some sands and they come back to earthly planet so Prabhupada immediately wrote this book Easy Journey to Other Planet it is not this is Prabhupada declared that these people they did not reach where moon they may be reached somewhere else because moon according to Bhagavatam is higher than sun planet is not and the scientists they told that no one can enter sun planet is so very hottest planet so it is not possible to enter sun but they can go to moon this is not possible that is Prabhupada wrote that just like this rahu is attacking moon and sun so these people also those who are planning to go to moon planet that is also demoniac they are also follower of rahu they just want to go to moon if someone want to go different planet then they should accept the recommendation of the Lord, that is in Bhagavad Gita. Janti, Devabrata Devan, Pitrin Janti, Pitrivrata, Bhutani Janti Bhutejya Madhyajino Janti Apimam. Krishna is telling, if you want to go to the heavenly planet, then you have to worship the particular presiding deity of that planet, the demigod. By worshipping the demigods, we can go to their planet. Janti Devabrata Devan. Pitrin, if you want to go to Pitri Loka, then you have to worship the forefathers. Those who are worshipper of the ghosts and hobgoblins, they also go to their planet, where they are, and they take birth among them. And those who are under the shelter of the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, then finally they achieve that planet, the topmost planet in the spiritual world, that is Goloka Vrindavan. So Prabhupada recommends everyone should follow this recommendation of Srila Prabhupada. If you want to go to, recommendation of Krishna, you have to go to heavenly planet, like there are heavenly planets. Here description, the sun, moon, even Rahu is also in heavenly planet. So these planets are in heaven. So one have to worship the particular presiding deity of that planet to go to that planet. Otherwise, even sometimes people think by mystic power we can also go. Like Vishwamitra. He was sending one person to heavenly planet. Who? Trishanku. By his mystic power, Vishwamitra was sending Trishanku to heavenly planet, to Indra's planet. So demigod the Indra was throwing him down. Vishwamitra, by his yoga power, mystic power, is sending him up. And the demigod Indra saw that this person is not qualified to come to my planet. So he also throwing him from that planet to down. They're like a football. Vishwamitra is throwing up and he is throwing down. Who? Indra. So by this mystic power, one cannot also, Vishwamitra finally created another planet for Trishanku to stay there. He was very powerful mystic yogi. But at the same time, one cannot just march to the other, to go to other planets by his own endeavor, by creating some artificial aeroplanes or rockets. That is Prabhupada is opposing this type of mentality. He told this is the type of mentality of Rahu. Rahu is forcefully want to grab sun and moon. One should surrender to Supreme Personality of Godhead. Or if he want to go to some particular planet, then should worship that particular presiding deity of the planet, and by the mercy of that demigod, after leaving this body, he can enter that planet. That is the recommendation. So that's why all these things are described here in next planet, in the next verse. Prabhupada is also describing how Rahu was so powerful, and sun and moon, they have not their own power even to defeat Rahu. But because they were praying to Krishna, seriously, they are taking shelter of Krishna. That's why when Krishna Sudarshan came, then Rahu feared for what? Sudarshan, not for sun and moon. The Sudarshan the Rahu could not tolerate the heat of the Sudarshan for one muhurta, that is 48 minutes. That's why this eclipse, they lasts for maximum 48 minutes. That is 1 second, just one muhurta. So when we are in earthly planet, then sun and moon, and Rahu comes in front of sun, try to block the sunshine, then it is called sun eclipse. And when Rahu comes in front of moon, in between earth and moon, then moon, he try to stop moon sign, then it comes, it known as the moon eclipse. So in this way, these incidents are happening. But main point is, we must take shelter of the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna. So now we can understand that no one can protect us, just as no one can protect moon and sun from the influence of Rahu, except Lord
Sri Krishna or his Sudarshan. Similarly, no one can protect us in this material world except Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's why we must take shelter of Krishna. That is the goal of the human life. Sarangra saranagati hoive jahara tahara prathana sune sinanda kumara. The son of Nanda Maharaj, Sri Krishna, he hears the prayer of that living entity who follows the six principles of surrender, who surrender fully at his lotus feet. Anukulyeta sankalpa pratikulyeta varjanam Krishna rakhyatiti vishwas gotrupte varanam tatha atmanikhepa karpanye sarvidha saranagati. We must surrender feet of Krishna, following these principles, accepting the such principles that those are favorable for performing devotional service, and rejecting unfavorable things. That is, Rupa Goswami described already in Nectar of Instruction, second verse and third verse. Second verse is unfavorable things. So we must, want to surrender to Krishna, then he is to follow these six principles. Atyahara, prayasa, prajalpa, niyamagraha, janasangasya, laulyamcha, sadhvir bhakti, vinasati. You have to reject all these things. And one has to accept utsaha, enthusiasm. Utsahat nishya, determination. Nishya, dharjya, patience. Follow the, then, tattat karma pravartanat. Sangatyaga, satavrute, sadhvir bhakti, prasiddhati. One has to take these six principles. That utsaha, determination. Utsa is enthusiasm, then nischa is determination, and dharjya, patience, tat-tat karma, follow the footprints of the previous acharyas, sangatyaga, one has to give up the bad association, asat sangatyaga ehi vaishnava achar, stri sangi ek asadhu, krishna bhakta are two types of asat sang, that is Mahaprabhu is mentioning. Primarily these two types of asatsang. One should give up the association of a person who is just running after women for his sense enjoyment, and a person who is not a devotee must give up their association. Sangatyaga satavrata, then one must always remain in association of devotee. Tadir charana sevi bhakta sanivas janame janame hoy ayobhilas. This is the only desire of devotee. To remain always in association of Vaishnava and serve them, life after life. So that is favorable for devotional service. Anukulyeta sankalpa, pratikulyeta varjanam, Krishna rakhyati, one must have firm faith that Krishna is my protector. Krishna will protect me in any condition. Like Prahlad, must have full faith. Krishna will protect me. So Krishna protect him. He was protected because he is firm faith that Krishna is my protector. Even Hiranyakashipu was such a great demon, he could not do anything to Prahlad. Even he tries his best to kill him. So Krishna rakhyati iti viswas gotrupte varanam tatha. One must also understand that whatever my needs, that is provided to me by only Krishna. Krishna is providing everything. He is providing to an ant what he needs, a speck of rice. And also he is providing 2 quintal foods to an elephant. So Krishna is protecting and Krishna is maintaining me. Krishna is my protector and Krishna is also my maintainer. And whatever Krishna is doing, that is for my well-being, for my benefit. Krishna cannot do anything which is not beneficial for living entity. His swarup or his feature is like that. Just like sun cannot see darkness. Similarly, Lord cannot do anything harm for living entity. Whatever he do, that is for the benefit of living entity. You must have firm faith. Atmanikhepa karapanye. Then you must surrender like Bali Maharaj. With humility, you should surrender everything give everything, offer everything to Krishna. Tumita rakhyakar, palak amar, tumara charana vina gati nahi ar. Bhakti Vinod Thakur is saying, I have no other shelter, O Lord Sri Krishna, O Brajendra Nandan, I have no other shelter. You are my protector, rakhyaka, and you are my maintainer, palaka. I have no faith on my own strength. Nija bala buddhi prati bharasa chadiya. Tumare ichchare achi nirbhara kariya. I am completely depending upon your own sweet will. I have no independence, no independent will. In this way, we have to surrender to Krishna. If someone is surrendered to Krishna, then he is protected. So, that is the lesson we can learn from this verse, how even that Rahu, how Lord is merciful. He never make any distinction between his, no one is his enemy, no one is his friend, but someone takes shelter of him, then he is protected. So, also, that's why someone like moon and sun, they take shelter of Lord and they are protected from the attack of Rahu. Okay? Hare Krishna. So any question? It is already time. Any question or comment? Someone any question or comment or stop? Okay. So no question and comment. So you will stop here. Srila Prabhupada. Okay, here is question. Yes. Speak in mic. There mic, I think. Yes, you ask.
Hare Krishna Maharaji. नमो ब्राह्मण्य देवाय गोब्राह्मण हिचाय च जगद्दिताय कृष्णाय गोविंदाय नमो नमः. कृष्णा इज द प्रोटेक्टर ऑफ काउज एंड ब्राह्मण, बट नाउ डेज थाउजेंड्स ऑफ काउज आर बींग किल्ड, सो इट इज लाइक कॉन्ट्रोडिक्शन. सो हाउ कैन यू अंडरस्टैंड?
सो बिकॉज दिस इज कली युग ड्यू टू द इन्फ्लुएंस ऑफ कलि. Parikshit Maharaj saw in the beginning of Kali, Krishna Sudham Upagate Dharma Jnanadhivi Saha. Krishna already left this planet and his pastimes are unmanifested now. So on the same day Lord went to his abode, he entered his Nitya Lila in Goloka Vrindavan. Kali just arrives to this planet. So Parikshit Maharaj saw Kali already broke the three legs of religion. There is no more austerity and cleanliness, mercy. The three are already destroyed. Because people are taking these intoxicants, so no one can perform austerity. Because they are engaged in illicit sex life, so there is no cleanliness. And then they are eating meat and killing animals. No mercy. So these three things are already destroyed from this planet. So now only one thing is remain, that is truthfulness. Still people are also gradually engaged in gambling. But still, truthfulness is little there. So, because of this influence of Kali, there is natural. There's four yugas, Satya, Tretya, Dwapara, Kali, that is also creation of the Lord. The yuga cycle is going on. Okay? So, because there is not this, soul is immortal, but still in fifth canto, this is fifth canto, and 14th chapter, we'll see how Sukadev Goswami is telling. Four types of animals, when they die, they accept, they get naturally the human body. When a cow dies, then he gets the human body. When a tiger dies, then he gets also human body. When an elephant dies, also get human body. And when a monkey dies, also get human body. That is perfect theory of evolution by Sukadev Goswami. And Darwin is just partial theory. He knows only monkey. He knows human beings are coming from monkey because they are in mode of ignorance. Elephant is in mode of both ignorance and passion. And lion is in mode of passion. And in goodness is cow. So, actually, because we are killing cow, that Prabhupada, this book, you have seen the law of nature, this book, how his person is killing cow and he, cow's face is there. You killing me? You, now I am killing you, mangsa. I am killing you and you kill me. Next life. So that is going on because of influence of Kali. Okay? Hare Krishna. Yes. Give him mic. I can speak like this. Okay, everyone will listen. Give him.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Maharaj, you are telling that we need to develop full faith. Right? We need to have full faith on Krishna that he will protect us. Mm-hmm. So, but the thing is, I mean, neither we are so much aware about his opulences. We don't know much about
him. That's why Sukadeva Goswami is describing his opulences. How great this, you should understand how great this creation, how the creator is, how his position, Krishna. Even all these Brahmas, planetary systems, they are all depend upon Krishna. So that's why Sukadeva Goswami is describing his opulences. Before describing the past times in 10th canto, that he is describing everything, his opulences. Okay? What is asking? What do you want? Please, okay, bolo. Kya sir? So nice class, okay. Thank you. Sanyas lena hai. Very good. Bahut achha aapke vichar hai. Okay. Okay, you want to take sannyas. This is good. Okay. Okay. Chant Hare Krishna and be happy. Okay, nice. Hare Krishna. Thank you. So any question? Srila Prabhupada ki jai.